episode 3249, Unwrap the Gift of Presence.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you are ready for a spectacular week. Oh, yes, it is 1 week until Christmas. Are you on countdown? Oh, come on. I know you are. So check that list twice. But first, you have to unwrap the gift of presents. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. So I got a question for you. How are you handling the busyness of Christmas? Like, seriously. Is the hustle and bustle taking over your day? Right now, breathe in the moment of joy and hope. Unwrap the gift of presence. You know, one of the worst things we can allow to happen during this holiday season is letting it control our hearts, which in turn affects our well-being, our mindset. What you focus on is where you'll be drawn toward. Have you ever noticed that when you're driving, you go where you look? I mean, have you done that where, yes, you look at your phone, and all of a sudden you're looking down and next thing you know, you're going in the other lane and you're like, oh no, or you're going off to the side of the road or you're looking at something. Maybe there's a Christmas decoration you see at a house or a building. All of a sudden it grabs your attention and you're staring at it, and it may be only for a few seconds, but in those few seconds, all of a sudden you start to drift. You go where you're looking. My friend, Christmas is a time of joy, peace, and hope. But is it for you this holiday season? Are you looking for the joy, peace, and hope? Are you striving for something different? Are you so stressed and overwhelmed that all you can think about is what you can't do or what can't be done? So let me ask you, how's your Christmas going? Seriously, what does it feel like right now? Maybe you're starting to feel the stress because it's 1 week until Christmas. I mean, countdown, it is on. Lately, have you been feeling a bit worn out and drained? With so much on your plate, it takes a toll on your energy, and then you can't think straight. I went to mail some packages back where I purchased them from, you know, returning them. And so I walked into the post office, and the postmaster gal asked me if I was ready for Christmas. Well, in a millisecond, my mind saw the reel of how my house looked, like a tornado blew through it. But, and it was a big but, what actually came out of my mouth was, yes, because all of this, meaning the packages I was returning, all that was on her counter, that's why I was ready for Christmas. Well, she quickly assumed that I had all my gifts wrapped. However, in that moment, I crushed that thought because it wasn't true. Yet I did have something more precious ready. I was ready to unwrap the gift of presence. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Unwrap the gift of presence. You see, Christmas is not about all that you have done. It is that you're ready to receive and be present. A gift of joy, hope, and peace was given on Christmas. No one had time to prepare for what was to come, but those who were ready to be present were gifted with the greatest gift of all. My friend, you can have a joy-filled Christmas, but it comes with a price. You have to be ready to unwrap the gift of presence. And only you can do that for yourself so that you can do that for others. Imagine giving your spouse, imagine giving your children and your parents, your puppies and your kitty cats, your undivided attention. Who cares about a clean house? Like, seriously, who cares about a clean house? I know, maybe you're a little bit over the top and you really want that clean house, but does it really matter? Who really cares about how many sides there are to the turkey? You need mashed potatoes and, you know, mac and cheese, and maybe you need the green bean casserole, and you need the stuffing, and you need potato salad, and you need coleslaw, and you need cinnamon apples, and you need corn, and you need peas, and you need, I mean, the list goes on and on, but who really cares about how many sides you really have? Who really cares if there are a few piles of laundry? The pages on the calendar are going to flip where it will boldly proclaim, it's Christmas. So today, let's unwrap the gift of presents. I want you to remove the stigma that you have to have everything right. I want you to remove the stigma in your mind that says you got to show up a certain way. Take away those expectations. What's in your heart? That's where you need to unwrap the gift of presence. So what does it look like in our real life, right? Our real world, in our everyday? Well, number one, recognize the power of your mind. Our mindset has a profound impact on our experiences during Christmas. So by shifting your focus to the positive aspects of the season, you can transform the way you perceive and enjoy this special time. Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. Embrace this truth and let it shape your perspective. You don't have to sit here and pretend that you've got everything put together. What if you have 3 loads of laundry still sitting in the laundry room? Guess what? When the packages are all unwrapped under the Christmas tree, you'll still have 3 loads of laundry in the laundry room. So why worry about it now? What if you were to have that turkey and you forgot the stuffing? Is it going to be the end of the world? No, it's not. Maybe somebody will be like, wow, I'm still, you know, have this extra room for some dessert this time. Yeah, maybe they'll eat other things. Don't get all bent out of shape because of your expectations or what you think others are expecting from you. Recognize the power of your mind. Number two, deal with holiday stress. And yes, I mean literally deal with it. Christmas can bring about stress. There's no doubt about it, whether it's related to shopping or hosting or meeting the expectations of others. To prepare your heart and mind for the festivities, it's crucial to manage stress and truly cultivate calmness. Breathe. Are you breathing? Do you feel your heartbeat? So prioritize that self-care by setting aside time for activities that bring you joy and help you relax. What if your Christmas tree isn't up? And you're like, I've got to get it up because we've got to put the Christmas present somewhere. Guess what? Maybe all you do is put it up and put the lights on it. And instead this year, when everybody comes over, you decorate the tree together. Who cares if it has everything on it and it's ready? Maybe it's up. Maybe the lights aren't even on. But you can do that together as your family and friends gather around. Turn on Christmas music. Sing some Christmas carols. Play karaoke, right? Sing from your heart. But do something that brings you joy, that truly allows you to relax. Also, when you deal with holiday stress, set boundaries to protect your mental and emotional well-being. If you're one who says, this person's going to drive me crazy, and you know if they're getting kind of on that tangent of doing something at a certain time, and you feel that tension within you, because if you pay attention, you're going to feel your blood pressure rising. You're going to feel like, okay, this is going to set me off. Guess what? Excuse yourself. Go take care of the puppy dog. Go to the front door. Walk outside. Go to the kitchen. And if you're not in your own home, guess what? Go for a walk. Remove yourself from the situation. Set boundaries that you know are going to push your buttons. It's okay to kind of be like, this is going to drive me crazy, because you acknowledge it. But remember that it's okay to say no and prioritize what truly matters. I'm not going to get upset about this. I'm not going to let somebody else tear apart my Christmas from the inside out. I'm going to set my boundaries. I'm going to deal with holiday stress. And finally, number three, be gratefully happy. Yes, I put two together. And I want you to be gratefully happy, because in the midst of all the busyness, don't forget to practice gratitude and choose to be happy. Cultivate an attitude of happy gratitude, right? And it truly can transform your entire holiday experience. Take a moment each day to reflect on the blessings in your life, big and small. You get to choose how you feel. Now, your emotions, they're going to come at you, but how you respond to those emotions, that is what truly counts. Because you can have someone come at you, and you may have this emotion come up within you, but you're like, yep, nope, I'm not going to let it take over me. Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Be gratefully happy. Remember, when you smile more than you frown, that's when you begin to unwrap the gift of presence. This Christmas is not going to be perfect. It's just not. Something's going to go wrong. You may burn something in the oven. Maybe the oven stops working. I know, I'm just saying. I actually had that experience, by the way. It is not fun, but guess what? It worked. We were fine. We all survived. Everybody ate. Everybody had a full tummy. And there was nothing wrong about Christmas. It was all in my own mind. So just get it in your head right now that your Christmas is not going to be perfect. You're going to forget some gifts, even though you've made the list and checked it more than twice. But who wants a perfect Christmas? How about a Christmas where you get to have conversations with the ones you love and care for deeply? How about a Christmas where there is a resolve with confidence and calm? How about a Christmas where you can sit more than you stand? How about a Christmas where you have memories you will treasure and you don't have to look back at your phone to see what happened? We've all had those times, haven't we? A graduation, a birthday, a holiday. And you're like, gosh, what really did happen? And you go back and you're like, well, I didn't remember him being there. Where was she? Oh, wait, we did have that to eat. How about a Christmas where you unwrap the gift of presents? My friend, you have the greatest gift when you are present. May the Lord bless you and your family this holiday season. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day and a Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.